Hello.
Hi, is this Sam?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Allison calling from the Home Care Agency, Family First Care, Margaret's Ciberon.
Yep.
How are you?
Yes, I'm good so far. I'm driving. But anyway, my mother-in-law, she's back in the hospital again.
Oh, okay.
And, I know we needed some information as to, what type of Medicare and stuff like that they have?
Yeah, so the program that you're able to take care of them and get paid for it, it is through a welfare program, through Medicaid, which is for low-income individuals. I don't know if that qualifies them, but there are, like, income resource limits, and there is two assessments they have to go through with the state, one being financial and one physical, so they could get a list of ailments. Once they approve them for that state program, they get to pick a long-term care insurance on top of their Medicare that will process them for hours a week and an entire plan of care, which includes anything from the home care hours, meals on wheels, medical equipment, at-home modifications, and all of that.
I know, yeah. They, you know what? I had spoken to them.
Yeah.
And they seem like unwilling, you know, to...
Okay.
Because I can't, like I said, my wife, she's trying.
Yeah.
But, you know,
you can't push them.
And then combination between her social and his is like $1,800 per month or something like that. So I don't know if that would qualify.
Yes, because it's for a married couple, it's 29. I want to say it's 29 per individual, but they're legally married, correct?
Yes, yeah. They're married like 64 years.
Oh, God bless them. All right, so for a married couple, both spouses applying, it would be for income. You said they get between both of them $1,800?
Yeah, somewhere around there, yeah.
It's $5,800, so they're well under.
Okay. All
right. So if you want, I can send you more information. I have what's called an advocate's package. It has the qualifications from financial to physical. It has the steps to apply, and I can include my contact information if you would like.
Right, yeah, because next year I'll be turning 65.
Okay.
So, you know, I have to enroll in Medicare also.
Got it.
So I have, you know, so... If you could send me like the package and what financial, you know, thing in the per month, you know, that will also help me in the future too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No problem at all. I will absolutely send it.
Yeah.
And then do you want it via text or I can send it to your email?
You can send it to my email or is there like a package that I could read or besides like an email or not?
Yeah, I could send it out to the home. Let me just confirm.
Yes.
Is it the same address that they have in Montgomery, or do you live at a different one?
No. Same 251 Garden Avenue, Horsham, PA, 19044.
You said 251 or 26?
You know, 251. 251 Garden Avenue. Yeah.
19044?
Yeah.
Perfect. I will send that out to you, okay?
Okay, thank you. And yeah, well, what is I recently when I've been getting a phone call, but I was in the hospital for a week because
I am so sorry.
I was bitten by a tick or whatever.
Oh
so,
my gosh!
So that went into my system, so my blood count is low and all these.
I am so sorry. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, so what I'll do is I'm gonna write that in here. Take a look at the paperwork. If you want to apply your parents, just give me a call. I'm going to remove them for now, until you tell me yes, absolutely.
Right.
And if anything comes up with you, just call me again.
All right. And I will definitely reach out to you because, like I said, next year I'll be turning 65, and I have to enroll in Medicare also.
Okay.
So
I'll send you everything.
Send every like the financial, you know, whatever it is. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sam. I appreciate your time. Feel better.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.